Okay, so let's get started with the preliminary prayers in case we don't have time. So we'll do the praises to the 21 Taras. When Geshe-la arrives, we will do the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga in the silver book. It's on page 22. Or if you have the booklet, it's on page 7. And as soon as we finish that, we will do the short mandala offering before the teaching and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will start chanting the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. So we'll do that, following him. And we are about on page 179 in the textbook, going for refuge to the three jewels. Since Geshe-la, this is the last class before Geshe-la's trip to overseas. We have some katas in the basket there, and you're welcome to offer it afterwards. And since he's hasn't completely finished this topic, teaching this topic, we will not say a mandala offering for the Lama to remain long. However, when it's time for him to leave, we should all, of course, we'll all be standing, but then we should do three prostrations to him before he, exits the door. And that's supposed to be auspicious so that he'll come back and, continue our teaching. So that's what Geshe-la said that we should do for the abbot of the monastery when he came, Khyentse Rinpoche. So just try to remember to do that. I probably will forget. Okay. So let's start with the praises to the 21 Taras on the green page in the white prayer book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother with the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, her spear rose to her bone lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort come austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, or Gandhavas, Yakshas. Homage with Sutra and Pe sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jumuj. Ivory masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with the humsan, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she mithritha blaze like, eon ending fire abiding, rise of flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beated, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezeth human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Mishtore with seed letter of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hair mic moon of Deva-like form, with by spoken Tara Empe, totally dispelling poison, homage to whom gods and their kings in the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts, homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating, far by the set of three natures, Jososo spirit yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So if you'll flip to the first base sheet, let's read, accepting difficulties is a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. Okay, so Kondrala advised Lama Zopa Rinpoche's disciples to recite the Hayagriva mantra for his long, healthy, happy life. So let's do 7 of those out loud, and then we can do the rest. And then it would be really wonderful if we could get credit for that, so that, you know, Lama Zopa Rinpoche would actually know that we had done them. So if you could go online and, you know, indicate how many mantras you've done, then that would be real helpful. And then while you're reciting the mantras to yourself, I'll read the prayer list as quietly as I can. Hri benzoko da haya griva hulu hulu humpe. 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 Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Carl Thomas Adams Sr., Alexa Alston, Faye Bean, Winifred Deutsch, Kathy Fortner, Virginia Lytle, Jacob Meadows, Maya Foreman Rogers, Ednik Batar Tserensudol, Cleo the Cat. Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Barona, James Lillig, J.H. Prayers for Health and Well-Being. Kabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirkilo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Yukiko Burroughs, Florence and Jante Constant, Richard First, Eugene Flynn, Mildred Gooch, Carlos Haas Weston, Mina Haas-Weston, Christina Harrison and family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Jason Lentz, Nelson Mandela, Kate Mann, Ginny McCoy, Tom McGinnity, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Oscar Plazola, Kyle Pagoni, Pete, Daniel, Don, Jim, Shirley, Tony, Mark, Robert, Gigi, Dorje, and Cadro the Pigs. Start on page 22 in the Silver Prayer Book. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the Hundred Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water bears strange flowers, fragrant incense, light scented water, and so forth. Actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom, the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now, if you'll please turn the page to the prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. It's on page 13 in the booklet. So let's say 20 of these prayers to ourselves, and then we'll chant the 21st one together. My life through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside from even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Saji Perki Shushing Metok Tommy, Tommy, she needs a body, song, yeah, Jetsulama Dampayena Gijukukala Kensejujintri Jita Sampe Duje Idam Guru Rata Madala Kamnuya Tayami
Sanju
Chudan Soki Chonam La Chubadu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yengi Peser Nam Gido La Penchu Sangye Tu Pasho
Sanju
Chudan Soki Chonam La Chubadu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yengi Peser Nam Gido La Penchu Sangye Tu Pasho
Sanju
Chudan Soki Chonam La Janchu Badu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yengi Peser Nam Gido La Penchu Sangye Tu Pasho
OK, I have to send you something. I don't want to send you something. I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you something. Good evening. I think last witness we discussed about refuge. So now we want to touching page. So this is about as we discussed, it's very important to. In order to, when we do refuge prayer, in order to feel something in your heart, so we have to understand what is Buddha, what is Dharma, what is Sangha. Okay, so these are all about the qualities of you know Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Ten qualities, eight qualities, seven qualities. So I think when you read, I think you will understand. When you read at home, you will understand. So the point here, so is, it's a. It's like a.
We're on page 179.
179. So Buddha Dharma Sangha, you know, called three jewels, Kunchosum, three jewels, Buddha Dharma Sangha. So it's like as an object of refuge, someone who desire for liberations, not, you know, simply successful mundane life. So Sanjay Chodha Gundudya Thabad Dhabanam. I think this is important, you know, Thabad Dhabanam is those who desire for liberation or moksha. So then three jewels, you know, you could say also protectors or maybe object of refuge the for those who seeking liberation is, you know, like freedom from samsara. So then in order to have, you know, genuine or sincere, you know, or powerful refuge, so in order to do that, so you have to understand what is Buddha, what is Dharma, what is Sangha. So these qualities, I think, is not that difficult to understand. You can read the qualities. So now the next topic is more important things like karma. Karma, so I'll probably begin from there. Okay, so... important, you know, like what is Buddha, how someone become Buddha. So then from there, then, you know, Four Noble Truths, then, you know, then you when you think about how someone become enlightened beings, so then you think about, you know, like, so then the very questions, so then from the answer, then you will discover Four Noble Truths. Dambashi said, Four Noble Truth, then True Truth, Conventional Truth, Ultimate Truth, Four Noble Truth, as the present of sufferings, or cause of sufferings. So then, then the cessations, or you can say, you know, the freedom from sufferings. So then the last one, the path. You know, so they lead to the cessations. These are Four Noble Truths. So it's very, very important to, how you say, to understand the sufferings. It's very important to understand the sufferings. In Buddhism, you know, suffering is not just, you know, suffering that we know. Suffering is much deeper than that. So once you understand the truth of suffering, the very First Noble Truths, so then it gives you kind of, you know, ground to develop compassion towards all living beings. You realize, you know, everybody, you know, has problems, not just, you know, people who are like materially very successful. Does not mean they don't have suffering. They have, you know, suffering is much deeper than we know. Suffering, that's pretty much we know, or suffering of change. So same, you know, human or animals also, we all know that. But last one, the pervasive suffering, chapa dujik dunga, the last one is called chapa. That's probably the translation. Pervasive means chapa means, you know, it covers all. All the beings in the samsara has problem with that last, the third, you know, type of suffering, that all living beings within the samsara, you know, have that, you know, suffering. So then you think about, you know, then cause. You know, cause is like not just karma. You know, karma won't produce result. So then the afflicted mind, called klesha or afflicted minds. So that, you know, because of that, that karma, you know, like as a produce, you know, the result. So then you realize, eventually then you realize, I already explained that, you know, a little bit last Wednesday class. So then you kind of realize, oh, the really enemy is afflicted mind. These are the really enemies. It's not outside, it's within yourself. Afflicted mind, negative mind. So then you are about to test what is moksha, what is liberation. Once you understand the negative minds, you know, so that's why I keep saying, I repeat them many times at the Sunday class, because there's more people, there's close to sometimes 200 people come to Sunday class. So I repeatedly said that, last thing that we need is negative thought. We don't need any of those. When it's come down to yourself, when it's come to other people, other cultures, other religions, other traditions, other way of life, the last thing we need is negative thought. Because these are, so then that negative thought kind of like, how you say, because that negative thought, then, karma becomes, negative. If you don't have that, so then the, even though, moving this hand, this action, but, it is karma, but doesn't produce anything, so maybe next life you might going to move again like this. That's not that bad to me. Okay, so that's how one will test. One will have little bit of test of moksha. What is moksha? What is liberations? So then, that leads back to the purpose of meditations. Gomtob Nyumonchumas. The purpose of meditation is to have lesser negative thought. More you meditate, lesser the negative thought. Then the amount of negative thought decrease. More you meditate, your meditation is productive. More you meditate, more you become aggressive. So then, I think it's a completely waste of time. So it's very important to understand. Buddha, then Dharma, there's conventional Dharma, ultimate Dharma. Ultimate Dharma, I'll just briefly explain. Ultimate Dharma refers to the cessation of the path, last true noble truth. These are ultimate, Dharma. So the conventional Dharma, such as teachings, books, so now you have audio books, not just books, audio books. So that's, that's why you're supposed to visualize. When you're visualizing the merit field, the Lama Tsongkhapa on left hand of Lama Tsongkhapa, there's no lotus, top of that, there's text. So that text is not just book, it's like audio book. That's what you are supposed to visualize. So now you already have audio books. So we visualize audio books, like how I say, in this case, 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa taught these books. Since Lama Tsongkhapa taught these books, everybody's kind of visualizing audio books, but they don't have really idea what's audio book. Now you have audio books. So then please read, if you have any questions, even though I'm not here, you can post, you can send to Sarah. Sarah will answer all the questions. Then Sarah will send to me, then I'll slowly text me times, then I will answer. So I do remember there's a couple of questions been posted. Sarah forwarded to me. I completely forgot, sorry. But I remember. But so now, I will answer. Now it's been like almost 2 months, more than 2 months. Sorry. So you can post it, then I will try all my best to answer. Okay, so this college is not that difficult to, understand. And if you are wondering the details, that it doesn't have details qualities. So if you're wondering, where you can find the details, if I want to know how is the Tsen Sambu Sunju Tsani, like this, 32, sign and 80 marks, Peje Sambu Jeju, Tsen Sambu Sunju Tsani, Peje Sambu Jeju. If you really want to know detail of that, so you should look at the text that composed by Maitreya Buddha called Abhisamaya Alamkara, in the Ornament of Clear Realizations, chapter number 8, chapter number 8, detail of that, quality has been listed there, chapter number 8. Actually, that text only has, 8 chapters, the last chapter, you look, then there's detail of each. It explains each sign, each marks of enlightened beings, here to the nail, all of that. So then today I will read from the review from the Karma. And there's also, you know, advice, you know. After when you take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, what kind of things you should not do, what kind of thing you should do, that's called Dribya Labja. There's something that you need to be put into practice. Garbya Labja, there's something that you should avoid. Okay, there's two different advice. So. So now here about the karma, in the title, this is Lama Tsongkhapa wrote, you know, 650 years ago almost, when Lama Tsongkhapa taught this book, Lamrim, 650 years ago. So this every single word is then taught by Lama Tsongkhapa. Niva dele tamjiga tsawa yijiga taba chapa sums. Delek means, you know, all the goodness. Tsawa is the root of all the goodness. Ichigeteva, as we discussed in Buddhism, when you talk about faith, it's not just blind faith. There's three different types of faith. The last one is called conviction faith. Because of your meditation, because of your knowledge about Dharma, you are 100% convinced there's something that, you know, good things to do. You are convinced. Maybe based on your experience, the joy that you felt reading Lamrim, meditating on Lamrim, thinking about Lamrim, so then, you know, then you are 100% convinced, you know, with Lama Tsongkhapa teaching Lamrim. That's called conviction faith. Dele Tamjir Tsawa, the root of all the goodness is conviction faith. Towards causality, karma, towards karma, okay, karma. Lama Atisha, here, Indian master Lama Atisha. Second one is called Lama Tsongkhapa, one who wrote this book, Tibetan master. But before Lama Tsongkhapa, there's Lama Atisha, the Indian master, caused a lot of Tibetan people's life to invite Lama Atisha to Tibet. Because, you know, Buddhism is kind of polluted inside Tibet. There's all kind of mixed shamanism and all kind of, what you call in, called garam masala. Garam masala, there's kind of Indian spices. When you say garam masala, that means all kind of spices kind of mixed together. Oh. So then Buddha Dharma become garam masala in Tibet. So then, you know, there's like, lot of effort been put, you know, to just to invite Lama Atisha to Tibet, you know, to reestablish Buddha Dharma. And Lama Atisha, you know, eventually, you know, accept the invitation, then Lama Atisha came to Tibet. So, then there's limited time, so the people who sent it by, there's, you know, Bodhisattva Yeshiva, so I think he sent it in delegation to India. So then kind of make promise that, you know, Lama Atisha will return back to India. So then they kind of make kind of commitments. Anyway, so then there's, you know, like some kind of problem in the Nepal. So then Lama Atisha couldn't go. So then I think Lama Atisha also kind of missing, you know, all the flowers. In Tibet we don't have many flowers. So the Dhamtempa, he's not monk, but that's his Tara giving a lot of prophecy to Lama Atisha. So when you go to Buddh Gaya in India, the stupa, where according to histories, that's where Buddha get enlightened, you know, in front of the stupa, there's Bodhi trees. When you go walk in the right side, when you go Sakma Amle, the stupa, right side, there's one statue. So some people say that statue, you know, that giving a lot of prophecy for Lama Atisha when he's like talking about abolishing the stupas, you know. So anyways, a lot of people, when you go to India next time, people lined up, you know, they just go close their eyes, they just go straight to, so that's what it is, that statue's there on the stupa, on the right side. So anyway, Lama Adi, there's many, you know, Lama Adi is going on. So anyway, everything is like precisely guided by Tara Lama Adishas, you know. So then Dzogchenpa, then, you know, Tara told that you are going to meet someone in Tibet who's going to be your main disciple. That means main disciple means that everything, all your knowledge, you pour into someone so that, you know, Dzogchenpa, you know, then he carry all the lineage, the blessing and all the lineage that he has. He's responsible for preserve Lama Adisha's teachings and to spread Lama Adisha's teaching in Tibet. So then Dzogchenpa is very, very smart. He's nomad, very smart. So then Lama Adisha probably told Dzogchenpa, so say, you don't have any flowers in Tibet. So Dzogchenpa wanted to bring Lama Adisha deep into Tibet, not close to the Nepal, so that Lama Adisha may go back to India, you know. So Dzogchenpa trying to, to bring Lama Adisha deep inside Tibet, slow down there. Then Dzogchenpa said, oh, my hometown, we have a lot of flowers. Lama Adisha said, oh, really? This is, yeah, we have made a lot of flowers. So then they walk, you know, so there's like tiny, tiny flowers, you know, there's tiny, what do you call, there's tiny, tiny flowers. So yellow, you know, like tiny, tiny. And then Dzogchenpa to Lama Adisha, see? What's the flower? Lama Adisha couldn't say anything because Lama Adisha said, Dzogchenpa said, we have flowers, many flowers. Dzogchenpa didn't say, we have big flowers. So that's what Lama Adisha is missing, flowers. He said, we have flowers. Then the big boy said, what is tiny little flowers? Then there's a couple of kind of funny stories between Lama Adisha and Dzogchenpa. So, then the what is the other question? Like, so Dzogchenpa, Lama Adisha asked, you know, there's in Tibet, there's a lot of rock. Lama Adisha kind of learning Tibetan bit by bit. And asked Dzogchenpa, what do you call this? This is called Pawang. Pawang means, you know, Pawang means rock. Then one time there's no, like, on the road they're probably camping, so all of a sudden, you know, there's no, they have to make the tears. All of a sudden one piece of stone probably went into Lama Adisha's cup or someone's cup. Then Lama Adisha said, oh, the rock inside the cup. So then Dzogchenpa said, this is not called rock, this is called stone. It's called stone, this is called not called rock. Then Lama Adisha kind of got discouraged because said, okay, it's complicated because we have so many names in India that we just call, there's one name, like, so there's no, Pawang is like big piece of rock. But Lama Adisha pointed, oh, inside your cup there's Pawang. Dzogchenpa kind of laughed, this is not Pawang, this is called stone. Anyway, supposed to be funny. So Lama Adisha, you know, like, this the great master's biography for us is instructions for our to develop, you know, the spiritual inner realizations. Lama Adisha, when he's traveling, the minute, you know, he like the like anything that, you know, like he's like fully alert of any negative karma, even this tiny bit, he purified them right away. So that clearly shows that Lama Adisha has conviction, faith into causalities, okay, into karma. So this is something that need to, including myself, all of us, we need to think. So now, Kanna Lenam, Lama Tsongkhapa, not here on the book. Kanna Lenam, Kar is white, Nak is black, that means positive, negative. Kanna Lenam, Sambha Sangha Las. It's very much depend on the attitude or intentions. If the intention is good, even though action seems or looks like negative, but it is positive. If the mind is positive, then everything becomes positive. Or if the mind is negative, then everything becomes negative. Therefore, everything is dependent on mind. Everything is dependent on the mind. So that's also something that need to keep in our mind. So now it begins like this. Now, thinking about causalities. No, lay actions, de result. Short word. Lende means no causalities. Chisamba. Thinking about causalities. Chedado samba, then thinking specifically about causalities. Then what do you do after that? What do you do? Samne judo chavas. So the very purpose of thinking about causality in generally and specifically, whole purpose of doing that is to put into practice. Samne judo chavas. Tambola niche. Chisam zungu do suji samba. Tambola. She laying a bit. I jokingly sometimes say, the karma, if we make some mistake on the computer, there's a button you can click, you can undo. Click is quite easy. But karma, there's no button, undo button there. So that needs to be quite careful. Okay? Laying a bit, how it translates there, sir. First one is karma is definite.
Certainty
of karma, laying a bit, sir. Suzuki water, papa kanya. So a simple number, dewa tana, simji nyawa, jabana, lung, siwa, langbala, tene, jabana, in the tangi, mu, give it less about junki. So everything that we experience here, even like cool breeze. Nice people, here at the center, nice environment, all of that. That's why I said, people in this country, you have created so much merit, believe or not, in your previous life. The road you drive, the air you breathe, the water you drink, compared to a lot of other countries. So, if you have already been in India and Nepal, so road that you drive on. You better not to have any breakfast or lunch before you drive. Otherwise, it's all like balance and what goes like that. So, so much merit has been created. So these are everything. There's one way to look at, everything that you enjoy here, that's the result of all the positive karma. So I'm not sure how people in this country, how you think. I'm not sure. Something good happens, what do you think? You think it's just accident or random? As a Lamrim practitioner, that's what you're supposed to think. Each time there's, something nice weather, you're always, there's one saying, I don't remember very clearly, but the best people does not have best of everything, but they make best out of everything. That's exactly when you are Lamrim practitioner, you make best out of everything, whether it's like suffering or happiness, you make something out of that. So every little pleasure that we experience in this life is a result of positive karma. So then you are kind of like inspired by that, then it makes sense to create more merit. So, Bezo Rivotamji Chabal is not here, but Bezo Rivotamji Chabal is making effort like biggest mountain. Bezo Rivotamji Chabal is Sunam Medatamji Savagas. The spark. If you create, that's much better to create spark of merit. That's like tiny merit. If you create the spark, They're saying in Tibetan, put making effort like big as mountains compared to creating a marriage is small as spark. That's much better. Then, you know, the Sabagas. Then we hear this all the time from our teachers, you know, that's like encouragement to create, you know, more like a marriage. You know? Then, tsuzujewa da papa kanyi, tsuwa sim means, you know, tsuwa, feeling, sim means like, I'm not sure what it says here, Lamala. Can you see that part of the...
I'm sorry, which part? All happiness in the sense of feelings of ease, whether of...
Feeling of ease. Okay, feeling of ease. Tsuwa simba, that's like feeling of ease or ease. Tsuwa simba, namba jin, dewa tada simji nyawa cheba na lung siwa langbal teni, cheba njitam jungo gewe leji sabwa jungi. Me gewe lele dewa jungo ne melas. It's not the... It's a result of something, but it's not the result of negative karma. Then it's the result of positive karma. So what do you number in your dunga tana, dajin the jula cheva in jay, tamjin mege less about jungi? So karma is not just about, you know, it's not just religious like things. Karma is like, it's our actions, you know. Every action has reactions. Every action is a reaction. So this is something that, you know, really, there's something you can do, something I can do, something you can do. But it's easy to do, but it's not easy to do. It's hard as eating a cow. It's not easy, you know. Yeah, that's good for health, but it's not easy to eat. So karma... Gewe lele dunga jungwa ne me deshe, rinjeti wale, mige wale dunga jung. And Lama Tsong was quoting this Nagarjuna text called Ratnavali, quoting mige wale dunga jung, tijin gen rotan jude, gele den rotan jude, jewa kundu dewa ta she sungsus. Tijishir dewa dan dunga ni, jume wale jungwa tangs. So now we need to think, you know, if you think everything is random, no cause and conditions. Even in this life, you know, so it's not good for your mind. You know, thinking everything random, that means there's nothing you can do. That's like, you know, hope is like less hope. You know, so this, because the karma, I think there's something they can we can do, something we can do. Teishi dewa da dunga nani jumya bali junga da sowa da onshu la sowa mi jumba li junga ya mimba gemi gele dedu chi danshe. It's not like somebody made this for you. It's not. So that's why, you know, core message of all the major religion traditions is same, compassion, love your neighbors, you know, like that. But Buddhism's, what do you call that, the religion they don't believe in? Creator, what do you call?
Divine creator.
No, theist.
Atheist.
Oh, atheist.
Atheist?
Mm-hmm.
Is Buddhism atheist?
Yes.
Huh? Non-theist. So, because now you see, there's no, clearly there's some kind of contradictions, because karma is so much, you know, the big part of the teachings. So, this is all about, you know, taking responsibility for your own actions, taking responsibility for your own actions. So, they do with Chaba Natsoba Nam, Leni Chaba Natsoba Le Chunse, Macho, Susu, Jimmy Len, Lendi, Nevacha, and Miro, and Nebani, Namba Sanja, Batam Yanta, Tawashi. You can call this correct view. Out of like Eightfold Noble Path, what is called Eightfold Noble Path, there's a correct view. Or you can say Jidembe Yanta Batam, you can say also, pure samsaric view or something like that. That means that, you know, having, believing in causality, believe in causality. Number three, the tamjiji, yang tapi tawa siapa, kabis siapa kunci sirna bawas, yang tapi tawa pure view, what is that? Pure view, when you see in the Lamrim book, the pure view, what is that? That means the mind that believes in the karma, that's called pure view. Okay, so that is like the root of all the goodness. So now, you know, see, if you convince, oh, the causality is something, you know, something very important to practice. If you're 100% convinced, more likely we are not going to harm anybody's life. Now, you take full responsibility of your actions, what is it, how you think, what you say, you know, because you believe that every action has consequences. So then if everybody practices karma, there will be no killing, no cheating, no lying, no killing, because everything, you know, voluntarily. So, you know, sooner or later, even like mundane point of view, this is not considered something good, right? Something good, right? Yeah, the country has law or rules, you know, so it's like a breaking rules. Huh? So now this is something that, you know, has to come deliberately, okay? Now, so then the second one, the karma multiplies.
Magnification of karma. Magnification.
Or le peva, le pechava. It's kind of like last November, I was teaching, I was leading Lamrim retreat in California, you know, the San Francisco there. So they have a lot of redwood tree. It's like amazing, gigantic, like, you know, huge. So then the, when I finish after teaching, so I go to my room, you know, they go to the wood. So then I found these seeds on the ground. And they told me that's the sweet of this redwood tree. Seeds, you know, you can easily hold at least 20 of them in your hand. When you look at the tree, you know, there's no way you can even hold one branch. You know, there's like huge, like, so that's, you know, that's just external causalities, you know? So that's why sometimes you see, you know, oh, going around the stupa, if that merit appears as a form, this universe not big enough to hold. But we can comprehend. We can comprehend. Mm-hmm. We cannot comprehend. But when you see, you know, like, it's hard enough to physical, something physical, that seed, telling that, you know, it becomes like this. You know, it's hard to the size. So there's, you know, external causalities. So learn some lessons, you know. So then I brought a couple of seeds at the teaching, put it there for people to see, you know. So this is the redwood. Believe it or not, this is the redwood. You know, this is how they become redwood. So as a, you know, Lamrim practitioners, you know, you take this, you know, the piece of teachings in your heart, sincerely, genuinely. So then, you know, le migye wa chungu le debu dunga shindu chewa juye nangi jundeji le nangi jundeji nangi jundeji pe dawa ni chiru jundera medals. So the karma expand or multiply or increase.
Magnifies.
What is the
name? Like a magnifying glass.
Oh, magnifies. Magnifies. Huh? So then you have to look through the magnifying glass to the karma or what?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's big. Okay.
Yeah.
And the bottom line point is it increase. See, during one prostration, you know, what in the sutra, what it says, during one prostration, every atom that covered by your body becomes the perfect cause for human life, human rebirth. But hard to comprehend, you know. Every atom that covered by body, how many atoms underneath your body, every atom that becomes the perfect cause for human rebirth. So that's why Rinpoche said, it's so easy to create merit. So then I really want all of you to take advantage of this stupa that we built here. Don't think, oh, just going around here, anybody can go. I want you to read the benefit. It's not, you know, made by Rinpoche or me, or it's like taught in sutras. The benefit of just going one round is like mind-blowing. So then, you know, when you light one candle, you are lighting, physically you are lighting one candle, mentally you are thinking, this is not just small, it's like biggest universe. And you are thinking that this light becomes millions of light in front of each Buddha from the 10 directions. So that kind of really amazing, you know, like, if you can sincerely think, you know, there's Lama, according to Lama Adisha's light offering prayers, Lama Adisha composed the light offering prayer, beautifully done. You know, so when you think of like each light becomes, for you, it's physically it's one, but mentally it's become like millions of light in front of each Buddha. Can you imagine that? You know? So then you just created, like just thinking like that, you created so much merit. You create so much merit. Even just physically it's one, but you know, mentally it's like millions of light in front of each Buddha. But that's like, there are millions of Buddha from the 10 directions. So then that's how much merit you create mentally. So that's why when you do prostration, you are supposed to visualize not just one body, multiple bodies doing prostration at the same time. The goal is to, you know, create many merit as possible. So when it's come down like merit, we can be like Jackson, big, huge, everything. We can be greedy. There's nothing wrong. When it's come down to material things, become greedy is not good. No, it's not good. It's caused pain. Becoming greedy in merit doesn't cause any pain. So this is what we learn about learning of karma. Then, let me give a chungle debut dunga shindu chawa jun nangi jundeji pe. There's no expansion or magnifies of karma. You know, it's much, much powerful. Internal karma is much more powerful than external causality, like oak, like red wood tree and the seeds. This is nothing, you know. Internal, when it comes down to internal causality. Some lady, diva chungu chebeja, jide paro jijenda, pungdo chimbu chejude, koasumi, tukshi knows. I will tell you one story. Pakuramjam, that's the name of the person called Pakuramjam, the Tibetan master, is kind of like, he's kind of like yogi, Tibetan yogi, Pakuramjam. I think constantly teased Fifth Dalai Lama, he teased Fifth Dalai Lama all the time. So one day, like, all the attendant of Fifth Dalai Lama was not very happy with him, because he's teasing him constantly. His Dalai Lama, you know, he's teasing him indirectly, directly. Then they asked him, what are you scared of? So they asked him, what are you afraid of? And he said, Dikpa, means, you know, Dikpa, means negative actions, Dikpa. That's what he said. But the people who asking questions, they could not understand. Digpa also means, you know, scorpion. Mm-hmm. They can be true, you know. So they thought, oh, he's maybe after a scorpion. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm not sure how much truth in the stories. So then, like, His Holiness, private personal oracles called Nechung, so somehow, I think Nechung probably manifests as a big scorpion in his Pakuranjan's bathroom, somewhere there. When the Pakuranjan saw the scorpion, he knew right away that's not scorpion, that's Nechung. He knows, you know, he has this clear voice. Then he just grabbed that scorpion, put it into shoes, the Tibetan shoes. No, Tibetan shoes. I mean, these are the only shoes that doesn't have left and right. You just wear whatever you get. You don't need light. No, it doesn't have left and right. It fits in both feet. It's made out of like animal skin. Anyway, so he put it there and just tied the tied, didn't keep, but it put it there. It's like boot, but it's not leather. It's like fabric boot. It's very colorful, you see. So then he put it there. Then he when he saw, he know right away. Then he just put it there. Then he just put it in the bathroom there. So then, you know, I'm not sure how much truth in there, but you know, the story has been widely circulated in Tibetan communities. So when they're trying to transnate him to human, no, there's no, nowadays, still no, lot of big decisions in our governments is made by human and protector together, you know. In any difficult decisions, there's many oracles. Nature is the one man who comes into people's body, so they kind of know the pious say things, then somebody writes it down. So they are doing that, you know. The nature could not come. When nature was trapped into the pagoda. The pagoda is the bathroom. never heard the story from his own Dalai, but it's widely circulated in Tibetan communities. So then they figure it out. The pagoda has is trapped in his bathroom. Then they come to beg him to release, you know, so then release. So then say, now, whenever the nature oracles trans to human, like the person always, the mouth kind of bends. So that's why they're saying, because of that, he put that in the shoes. That's why there's some kind of like... So the Paguramjam, he's constantly teasing Fifth Dalai Lama. Because Fifth Dalai Lama is, you know, all the Dalai Lama, they are like Gelugpa. They follow Gelug traditions. So Fifth Dalai Lama also studying Nyingma texts. So the Paguram is not very quite happy about that. So then, you know, sometimes somehow he managed to get one of his shoes, because they are friends. Paguram and Fifth Dalai Lama, they are very close friends. But, you know, Fifth Dalai Lama's attendant, they don't like him because he's teasing Fifth Dalai Lama all the time. So one day, he's like dragging his shoes, Fifth Dalai Lama's shoes, in the middle of the market in Lhasa. And he's, you know, closing his doors. So great. So then, basically saying there's the smell of Nyingma in your shoes. That kind of indicates. So then sometimes he comes to knock on Fifth Dalai Lama's doors and Fifth Dalai Lama asks, "Who are you?" And he just says, "I." Then he says, "Who I?" So then he says, "Don't you know I? You are so famous, you are so highly realized being, you don't know I?" And then he just said, "Nah, you know, there's things like that." Okay. So Digba here, that's what I'm remembering, this word here. So, Digba chungu chebe de jine paro jijin da pungbo, pungdo chimbo chejo de kongwa su tukshi no. So no chungu chebe de jine paro dejen de tenje da de chejo de debu dun na punzo minpa shin sa. Le chungu le debu chimbo junga tenya ngunji, yue ta jebe ngeba cheba ne lungshi le nalzi gawo da. So then Soho Rinpoche, there's one great practitioner, now he's already passed away. So I never got opportunity to receive teaching from him, but you know, now listening a lot of his teaching on the internet. So anyway, the great master. So he said, to gain like conviction, to understand karma, so we need to read lot of, you know, like stories needs to be tell or to be read, like such as like Jataka tell, a lot of the stories. Well, so then here, you know, there's plenty of things to read, you know, plenty of things to read. So the guy said, so animals, there's somebody shoot the arrow, went through here to here, didn't die, what is that? You know, if there's no karma to die, no matter what happens, you are not going to die. That's why there's a fork. So that stories help us. That Soho Rinpoche said, you know, stories help you to understand karma. So I think that's why Lama Tsong was quoting some of the Jataka tale here. Nazi Gawada T Kavaji Bavata Nawada Nyata Riva Majada Yida Maja Shimbata Langaja Juwata Zanglun and Dot Zanglun, there's one sutra called Zanglun, Sutra called Zanglun. There's all the stories there, there's a lot of stories. Zanglun Ni Jimmy Selatans. I was just wondering how to translate the sutra. Can you read the
The basis of discipline? There are stories from the basis of discipline about the herdsman of Nanda, and the frog beaten by his staff, the goose, the fish, 500 tortoises, 500 ghosts.
So there's something about like the gold. 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 So then after that, like there was a fish, turtles. Fish, the turtles.
Yeah, yeah. Tortoises, hungry ghosts, farmer, bulls.
That's it. The sutra.
A sutra of the wise and foolish.
This is like literally translation, so it doesn't make sense. Sutra.
Sutra of the wise and foolish.
This I think Zanglis. That's not good translation at all.
The Dhamma Murka Sutra. Dhamma Murka Sutra, and then they have the 100 Action Sutra.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh, okay.
So there's like the wise and foolish sutra.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zanglis.
They translate that as the wise
and the foolish. Yeah, I don't think that's not good translation at all. Anyway, so that literally translation. So anyway, that sutra has a lot of stories. Is it translated in English?
No.
Whole sutra?
They don't
Dharma Pada is translated. I'm not sure about the stories.
On the Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive, has that translated the whole sutra?
Yeah, I think it's good to read. It will help you to understand karma. I don't think like this is literally the title is not good translation. There's literally translation. What is it called?
The Sutra of the Wise and the Foolish.
Cha gare nyamba cheba nam lu cheba sundi dianzu shiba les. So in according to Vinayaka Sutras, so please don't get depressed, okay? So according to Vinayaka Sutra, they say in the Vinayaka Sutra, the sutra that talks about monastic life, how we should, what kind of room we should sleep in, how we should eat, all the ordinary people, some of them ordained people. So in that sutra, so when we eat, you know, we are supposed to eat in one chick. No, we don't eat. When you go to monastery, you notice nobody eats in two chicks. No, we eat in one chick. And according to that sutra, it says no. The animals they eat in two chicks, not the humans. So they say, you shouldn't eat when you lay down. You shouldn't eat that critical. So now when you look at, it's not just one cause. So many different causes. They created one being. So see, within one family, even though we don't look physically similar, but certain things. The way you laugh, it's kind of pretty much the same. The way you talk, this. So that's just my, way of thinking. I said, okay. So then slowly, I thought, it's like one part of the course. I shouldn't eat laying down. So that's probably, I'm going to be someone who is laying down or like that. So maybe there's many similar interests, similar way of laughing, similar way of thinking. So then kind of become families, I think. in some other lifetime, they become family. Even though not physically same, but you know, some interests are same. And so then I heard recently that Gijisama's brother visited us from New York, and he has one boy. So I never saw like that, no. He just, when he eats, you know, he's like 5 years old. And when the mom feeds him, and he just keeps food in his mouth. And he just eats it, he don't eat it, he just keeps it here, both there. And he talks, he talks, and then he talks. Then all of a sudden he goes like, he eats from here, then he talks, talk, and he keeps playing, then all of a sudden he goes like, so then I tried to, you know, try to tell him, and I had one monkey photo, two of them, one big one, one little one. I kind of point him here, you know, there. But he don't listen. Very interesting. He keep long time here, long time, and he's talking. Then all of a sudden he goes. They eat a little bit. Really cute. So anyway, there are certain, you know, like, according to Vinayaka Sutra, if you read the Vinayaka Sutra, the way we, the monks and nuns, the way we should, when we walk the street, how much, you know, we should look and how much we shouldn't look, distance, you know, and always mindful, then the way we, so this all, I think, trying to prevent, to, you know, to create the cause. They're going to be something, you know, something. So, this, everything's, you know, designed to help you to, as internalize, you know, the knowledge. So this one, you know, when you wake up, when you wear this, you are supposed to think about death. You know, that's why it's for this one. There's like one time the lineage of, you know, giving vows is almost extinguished. But there's one Chinese monk who helps reestablish. So this yellow is, you know, the yellow, blue. When you see this, you are supposed to remember the kindness of that Chinese monk because of him. You know, so now there's no continued lineage of giving vows, otherwise, you know, almost extinct. So then there's all of that, you know, there's like the yellow color symbolizes ethics, moralities. You know? So then there's two fold here, in the here. So there's like, you know, true truth, out of four noble truths, there's false true noble truth, then you know, path and association, then there's, you know, cause and cause of suffering. Everything, you know, is designed because it's, that's why it's getting complicated, no? When you become new monks, when you come, you just put truth there. You sort of put truth there, also you lose them. Because there's two. There's one, then there's beyond, there's two. So now, you know, even myself, I only have two, one here, so it's kind of complicated. So anyway, that's actually, you know, that's how the monks, we should wear a robe. So then when you make this truthful, you are thinking about, oh, the cessation, the path lead to cessations. When you make a truthful behind, this okay, suffering, the cause of suffering. Then that one, then they brought for ultimate truth, conventional truth, you are supposed to remember. Then when you wear this, you are supposed to remember that. So the mala, you know, right now in Tibet, there's like animal skin. So when you use the mala, something that you use every day, when you touch, then you realize, you know, this is skin, come from death. Death come from birth. Then you are supposed to think about 12 links. Sometimes they put skull, some more skull. This is all to help you to remember impermanence. You know, death and things like that. So many ways, you know, time help, but, you know, we, like, go from here. That's unfortunate, but we try all our best, you know, okay? Tenya, tenpa kowa jiki, tenpa la chimpa da rabzhu, chewa cha ko, cha ko je tam. Tenpa suji tenpa chewa cha rishi tam. Tenpa, vesunji tenpa chewa cha guju, daja ka tenpa tenpa la chewa cha guju, suwa zunye onge, lu jeba njula jen. Rangre tenpa nyange de deje suwa, korsi, dikjo nam, dikjo ba nam, suji nyame lu jeba sunsuri wana, wenja teta ki njowa, mata jan, tenpa la ishi be, sama manye onge, lu ni, Chibete, Fada Miji, she said. Kawasan Buddha Sanja was a dog, Temple of Tijan Shubana, Matoba, Tamji, Yangel, and our Chetos, Tishi, Kamagi, Le Tamuyang, Timash, Jesu Tanis. Slightly positive, or whether it's positive or negative karma, it follows like shadow. Yangel, and our Chetos, Tishi, Kamagi, Le Tamu, Timash, Jesu Tanis, Dedushimucha, and Yeva Temple, and Gavele, Tamunamja, Dubatans. So that, therefore, it follows like shadow. So therefore, even this slightly positive karma that we should not think, oh, this is not a big deal, we should create. No, we should create. So, you know what I'm going to give you? Dibdung, tamun, tamun, neja, poana, beba, chadis. It's so easy, you know. The, maybe we like, you know, so I just want to say this. Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, nyanshi, Gijin, Shikchenas. If you want to create huge amount of merit, just laying down on your bed. This is not only way to create merit. You don't sit like this, you know. You don't sit like this. So you can also create merit, just, you know. While you're driving, you can create merit. If you see something good, you just rejoice. Nyan, Gijin, Shikchenas, Jesu, you just rejoice. No. Rejoice the work that's been done, you know, His Holiness Dalai Lama, Chagri Lama, rejoice the, all the practice that Rinpoche do every day, just rejoice. So then some people told me personally having difficulty rejoicing. When I say rejoice, is understand? No? Rejoice your own good actions, rejoice other people's actions. There's a direct antidote for jealousy. You don't get jealous. You just rejoice. No? If the person, if other person understanding of Dharma is equal or realization is equal as you, you get, I think, like most of the merit. If the person is like understanding of Dharma is lower, the realization is lower, you get all the merit. So, you know, nyanshi gijin jesu rangu, so rejoice, no? Rejoice. Rejoice that, you know, all the people who, you know, participated to build this holy object stupa. All the people know, like, who, like, yeah, so there's every day there's so much things to rejoice. And because, yeah, the merit that's created by Lama Sopa Rinpoche, merit that's created by, you know, like, thinking about it in Dharamsala in India, on the mountain, there's monks, nuns who's meditating. All their life. It's not just 1 week, 2 weeks, all their life. There are many of them there. And when you go to Lotus Lake, one night from Dharamsala, that's called Padmasambhava, the holy site. When you go there, top of that mountain, many nuns doing practice. When you think about Gethsemane in Kentucky, Gethsemane, their monastery. They wake up 3 o'clock in the morning every single day. What they do, they pray. Rejoice that. You know, easy to create merit. You know. So there's every day there's so many good things. You know, just rejoice. So easy to, you know. Don't feel discouraged. Oh, I have to create merit. Yeah, if you're really looking for happy life, we should create merit. At least, you know, whatever ways, drosho, drosho, or tosa means, why it doesn't have to be sit, you know, always I sit in one of the prayer books. Drosho means, you know, just while you're walking, driving, going to restaurants, you know, like that, rejoice. So, like people who are picking up the garbage, you know, picking up every week, you know, they're picking up garbage, they also rejoice for them. There's so many different ways to create merit. So, it needs to expand our understanding how to create karma, how to create the merit, you know, it's so easy. So and just please read the benefit of going around the stupa. Read that. So that will inspire you to go around. Bring your pet. If you really love them, you bring them there, here. Just go around. So much merit they created. Also, same time, so much merit. Huh? Then, kaya diba chunga then lamshu tewan ro tar teje lesa chabe simje tane dendro ro sheda diba chungo diba shindo chungo la minne nyamdo micha des chui diba sabe da neje kangi kaunju diba shindo chungo oh this is very tiny so I think it's okay you know so that I should not think like that you know because the drop, what it says, the drop? Do you see that? Oh, maybe it's better, the Samula English is much better.
Do not think that the commission of even a tiny sin will not pursue you. Just as a large vessel is filled by falling drops of water, so too is a fool filled up with sins accumulated a little at a time.
This is all Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting from different texts. Okay, different texts. Yeah, so now... So then I'll stop here. So then I'll hope, while I was gone, I hope that you read about karma, or then have discussions, you know, discuss about karma, and then help, please help each other, how, you know, like the importance of having conviction, faith into causality. So it's the root of all the goodness, and all the goodness, and how to get there. So then I think recently, our spiritual director, Chapter Lama Zhabha Rinpoche, I sent something important message through there. What is Rinpoche said?
The importance of the
Lamrim. And we already talked now, many witnesses, you know, helping yourself. You cannot help other people if you don't know how to help yourself. Helping yourself, this whole process begin with precious human life. So it's very, very important, you know. This is one of the most important topic. That's why it comes at the beginning of Lamrim. So from now on, so if you consider Rinpoche as your spiritual master, so then what Rinpoche is saying is very, very true, not just true, it's very important to try to actualize some kind of Lamrim realizations. It all begins with the precious human life. Thinking something, you know, positive. So, So every day, you know, even it's like takes months and months. That's good. It takes many months. When minute you wake up, just think something positive. And it's very important to think, you know, that precious human life. That's whole the practice begin from there, the precious human life. Whole the process of helping yourself begin with thinking something positive about yourself, not just positive. Think something very special, something special. Oh, okay? So you try, I try, we all try. That's all we can do. So then at least, you know, so like... Then when Rinpoche give advice, you know, it's that we take that advice into our heart, much as we can, we try, much as we can. So each time when you think about precious human life, we are following Rinpoche's advice. So that's the best long life prayer that we can ever offer, you know, that. And so precious human life, if that takes, oh, it's so easy, you know, it's easy to say, but it's not easy to get into heart. That's why we are having problems. Or blaming yourself, telling yourself, I'm not good, and this and that. No, this is all we are pushing ourselves to the dark and the dark and darkness, so that we cannot see. So day must begin with, you know, rise and shine. That's how you rise and shine. You shine through precious human life. You shine. So when you see, every life is precious, regardless, Christian, Buddhist, Islam, you know, in every life, every human life is precious, precious human life. So this is very, very important. So then, you know, I myself, you know, like, because the prayer that I do, the precious human life is already included there. So when I say, you know, most of the time I just mumble, but sometimes I say with my heart, then I remember, you know, it's a foundation of good qualities, beginning of that, you know, you remember there's precious human lives been listed there. So then you just pause there, just think about, you know, something special, okay? So then any questions that you can have, and please send to Sarah, so then I will answer, yeah, sooner or later, okay? So then, if you are coming to a Lamrim retreat, so then, you know, there probably retreat is not going to be talk. It's going to be, you know, we all going to just meditate. So I say, go through the Lamrim outline. So at least, you know, like try to imprint. Yeah, try to, you know, have some imprint within our mind stream. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to finish. And say dedication, or you have discussion after this?
Some people say
discussion. Yeah, so then, then I will say a couple of mantras, okay? Mantra, some of this mantra is to prevent from untimely death, and some of the mantras for your health. So I'm going to say that after my dedication, I will say the mantras, then it will stop. Now the mantras. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayujana sumbhane sadatunza lasaya tatakataya arahate samya sambodaya te adamane bane mahabane aparamita bane jana sumbhara vasate om savasama karapare namate kakata samangane sambhava vishite mahanaya pare vare soha chundete tishesha vandra jamaya dava zubyata je seye pumbatsu mandala chasala chata 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 om rumsu om amita ayujate soha chimichive tsamatuwa na ti mela tsabame wa seva tunne chitapare ne Chimizan is the one who 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 is the one Thank you. A lot of meditations. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Thank you. How are you?
Oh.
tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.